Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. That's Dire Straits bringing it back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Beverly Flaxington is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the human behavior coach, co-founder of The Collaborative, author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You, author of Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, author of Make Your Shift, The Five Most Powerful Moves You Can Make to Get You Where You Want to Go. So you can see, folks, very smart, very, very productive, very, very prolific thought leader in helping you and me put our best foot forward. Beverly, thanks again for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the time you've given us over the years. So continue this discussion on how to do a better job in sales with our customers, with our prospects, and make sure that the focus is on them, right?
Yes. You know, and again, here's the funny thing about this, Jim. I do feel like a lot of people listening and a lot of people who hear us, you know, as we go around and talk about this, think, well, that's obvious, right? Of course I care about my customers. Of course I ask them a lot of questions. But I have to tell you, and I know you've seen the same thing, in the thousands of times that I've pushed somebody to do what we call the so what, to take what they say that they do and translate it into so what? What is the value to somebody? It is a rare person who could actually do that.
Well, and here's what I'm more concerned about, and where I see the gap is in what you just described when you said people, sure, they believe they do this, sure, they know they do that, but you're describing the business owner. 9 out of 10 business owners have never trained their people how to be like them in that way. And they don't train them. And the reason I know they don't train them is because I walk in their stores to do business with them, and I don't get treated like I should be treated. They don't make me want to come back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. When you run Jim Blasingame out of a small business by underwhelming him, you've worked pretty hard to do that. Because I'm motivated to do business with small business. And when I don't want to come back because I've been underwhelmed, that's bad. I mean, when they don't say thank you, they don't. I don't know. There's something going on right now, Beverly, with the vacation of the marketplace, the vacating of the marketplace by big retail. This is an event. This is a tectonic event that's never happened in the history of modern society. And there's a vacuum being created that small business owners can fill. But if they don't fill it, Amazon will, and Google will. And there's an opportunity right now for them to do it if they do what you're telling them to do.
I believe that wholeheartedly. And you know what's really fascinating about this whole thing, Jim? It really is some of the more simple things that you're talking about, because I feel the same way. I just want someone to acknowledge that I'm doing business with them.
Yeah.
Ask a couple of questions, seem interested, lift their heads up from their phone.
Say thank you one time. Just do it one time.
Yes. Yes. Well,
do not say no problem. Please stop saying that. I'm sorry. I'm on my soap. I apologize, baby. I get so worked up over this kind of stuff. Main Street is shooting itself in its foot right now if they don't take advantage of this opportunity. And you're telling them what to do.
Well, and here's a simple idea maybe for your listeners that are business owners. So I mentioned earlier that, you know, we do some work, and we do have some larger clients too. And so in the bank world, we'll do what we call mystery shopping. So we will go into a branch, we'll pretend that we're a customer, and we'll see how are we treated. But small business owners, and I have people do this for my own firm, can do this too. I have somebody call in. I want them to talk to the people that work for me. How are they treated? What do they say? What's the response to an email? If you have a physical location, have somebody go in. You know, does your employee greet them? Do they you know, talk to them in a polite way. So that's the thing. You're going to have a lot of people listening saying, well, I don't know whether, you know, what am I supposed to do if I'm not there and I can't see it? But there are other things you can do to try to understand what's happening when you're not there and to verify that your people are, in fact, doing these things that we're talking about.
Well, and another thing, and I mentioned this early on, if you want to know what your customers expect from you, ask them. Find a customer that every small business has a handful of customers that they have a special relationship with. They may be friends. They may just be long-term customers. Contact those people and say, hey, would you mind telling me how we're doing?
Yes.
Now, I know you're afraid to ask that question because you're pretty sure that the answer is going to hurt. But you know what? The opposite of that is having a failure wish.
You know, and it's funny, we once did, you're reminding me, it's time probably to do it again. We once did a client survey, you know, just to try to get a sense of what's working, what's not. Jim, it was one of the most eye-opening things that I've ever done. And the reason is that it's not that we got feedback about so many things we had to change or that we got feedback about things that were good that, you know, we didn't realize. It's just that the things that they said gave us a lot of information for mm-hmm. how it is we want to frame the way we talk about what we do or the value that the client sees that we weren't even aware of.
That's
you know,
right.
We were not focused on.
That's what I mean when I talk about expectations. That's what they're telling you. Yeah. Hey, Beverly, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
It's the-collaborative.com.
Beverly Flexington, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Bev. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.